This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'll never admit it.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
OLFG, just soak in the relief. The season is no longer on the brink. And I just want to use last night's game as an opportunity to bring a few things up, Dibs, if we could.
First Super Bowl or bust. Let's go. We're back.
888-957-9570. It's a Victory Friday, and we want to hear from you. That's how we do it. We want to hear from you. But that is my number one point. And it's not just that they won. It's not just that they won the football game. It's the context, Dib. Don't you get it? It's the context of what happened.
Are you doing Steiny material?
No, you're looking
don't
at,
you get it,
you're
Dibs?
You're looking at a football team that's clearly going through something. I know people don't like to hear injuries because everybody's got them. Seattle did too. But you're looking at a team that's trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure it out through a ton of adversity. Much of it is self-made, but here we are. And to have rookies out there turning the tides on Thursday night football on the road in the division in a game that you've got to have, I found a little bit inspiring, to be honest with you. And so 3-3, yay, that's not amazing, but like they're okay. They're okay. And so I was thinking about this because I know the backdrop of everybody's thought for this season. Super Bowl or bust.
Oh, yeah?
Kyle, you go to the playoffs or you suck. Whatever. Whatever your thought is on this. And I started thinking about the fact that, like, it's October 11th, which means Halloween and my dad's birthday and Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and Christmas, and a new year.
Diwali. Thank you.
Let's see, me turning 50.
Oh, boy.
A new president, both elected and inaugurated.
In theory.
An inauguration sensation.
It might be. Cha-ching! It could be another storming of the Capitol.
Let's hope not.
But that would happen before what you're talking about.
That too. My son's going to turn 18. He's going to be an adult. We'll find out if he acts like one.
Off you go.
Lovely Christy's going to have another birthday. She's going to be... and
nice. Well played.
Then the Super Bowl. Then it's in 4 months.
Right.
It's a third of the year away.
Are you going to invite Kyle Shanahan to your watch party? Because he's not going to be there. He's not going to be busy.
Whoever the 49ers will be in November, December, and January has not shown itself yet. You have to hang in there and work through adversity until you get to a different time. So I would really love it if we could stop taking every game, every time we watch them take the field, and then running it up against whether or not they're a Super Bowl team. They're the 49ers. They have shown you repeatedly through a period of time that they are a contender. And they are okay. They are okay. Hey, hey, I'm here to say the Super Bowl is 4 months away. That's what last night felt like to me.
Well, last night felt like a lot of things, and we can all agree that when they were up by six and Seattle had the ball twice, you had that same feeling, and I know you did,
sure.
And I know I did, and I was texting with my father-in-law, who is locked in on all this stuff, and you know he was having some similar feelings, and I talked to my wife, who is a elementary school PE teacher. I talked to the principal today at one of her schools, and he's a P1 listener, and he's locked in as well. And we all had that same feeling. And the question was, when did you have that feeling of, oh no, I've seen this movie before? And it was when,
yeah,
for me, it was when they clearly should have had a punt fumble recovery, and they didn't. And it's like, oh my God, if they can't get that call, which seemed pretty obvious, if they can't get that call right and Seattle's going to get the ball, well then God, this one's starting to feel like Arizona and LA. And so I had that feeling of like, oh God, really? You're up 23-3 and a kick return for a touchdown, which doesn't happen anymore, happened?
It's kind of one of those moments that feels like a higher power is just working against the 49ers.
The football gods, right?
Yeah, if you want to call it that. Well, sure.
And you play golf, and sometimes you hit a drive, and it's like, okay, and then it hits a sprinkler head, and it goes left, and now you're in the well of a tree, and it's like, okay, now I got to punch out. And you know, sometimes you hit a shot, and it hits a branch, and you're in the middle of the fairway.
I hit a hole-in-one time, but it was a hole in a tree. I'm not kidding you. The
nice
ball, like, it was literally barely bigger than a ball, and I found the ball in the tree. I'm like, that's a good shot right there.
Got to take a drop.
Man, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, look, and that's life, right? You're going to have stuff work against you, and I think it was the only time, because I broke my rule last night. You know me. The phone goes face down during the games because there's just too much action.
But you texted me.
I know, because I was that upset. I was that upset. And so I texted the show thread, and I said, you better bring your damn ref jersey. And this is prior to us getting the reasoning that it was some sort of video malfunction in New York. But I said, you better bring your ref shirt to work tomorrow, because we need to have a conversation. Because you're right. It felt like this may end up going the wrong way, too. And this time, the 49ers would rightfully have someone to blame other than themselves. Because I don't even understand. Like, it is reasonable to assume that if you simply get that call right, it is reasonable to assume the Niners are at least up by two scores again. At least.
Yep.
Reasonable assumption.
Yeah, most likely that they settle for a field goal, because that's what they've done more often than not this year in the red zone. So, yeah.
Better yesterday.
Yeah, better.
Better.
Better. A couple of touchdowns, which was nice. But, yeah, 26-17, it feels like that would be more likely. And then, you know, Seattle comes down and does what they do. But ultimately, that call didn't swing the game, thankfully, because I don't want to do 4 hours on the process and the
maybe
system.
Just one.
Because
maybe just one.
We could do a full hour on it, because for me, the takeaway is, how are we in this spot in 2024? In, we could talk about replay across all sports, but really this one is the most glaring, because you've got the technology and you've got, how many cameras last night in the Amazon game? 25?
842. 30?
Right. Yeah. 700? I mean, Amazon, if I ordered right now a product from Amazon, it would be at my house before I was.
Kyle Shanahan on his conference call today was asked if the league gives the 49ers an apology for what happened. Did you hear his answer? Take a listen to this.
No, you don't give any apologies. But apologies aren't that big of a deal. Once it happens, you got to move on with your life. I mean, apologies don't make it better. I'm just glad that it all worked out, and just move on.
You know what the league should do? I don't want an apology. Here's what I want. I want a little gift certificate. The next time we call and ask to wear white shirts because it's going to be 100 degrees, you're going to say yes. That's what you're going to do, league, because you owe us one. Is that stupid, sophomoric, petty? I don't care.
Yes, yes, and yes.
But so is whatever the hell you did last night. So start handing out gift cards, because apologies, he's right. That would do nothing for you.
I'd rather have money. You know, if I'm Jed York, it's like, you know what, NFL, however much you got from your Amazon deal.
Free signing bonus or something?
Nah, just give us, how about you give us $1 million? Because whatever you got from Amazon in terms of money is shared from 32 teams. Give us an extra share because your Amazon deal, it stinks as it pertains to getting calls right, competitive balance, because if this game wasn't on Amazon, I would bet that they would have had the camera angles available, but for some reason, in the league office, they didn't have the Amazon exclusive feed, and that's why they weren't able to make the call.
Like, is the league office not Prime members? I still didn't even, has anybody done a deeper dive on this? What does that mean, the league office didn't have access to what we're all sitting there watching?
Exactly.
How about if they just turn on a television?
Or whip out an iPad.
Right. Or their phone. You don't even need a good... This didn't even need to be in HD. You got two fingers that are flying in an upward direction as the ball goes
Pretty
by.
Pretty clear, yeah.
I don't like... What is the deeper explanation for why the league couldn't see what every single one of us had on every device? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, the deeper explanation is the camera feed that showed the two fingers flying up. And there was one camera angle, maybe two, I can't remember. But
Deuce, yes.
The league didn't have those cameras fed into their officiating epicenter. And that, to me, is the biggest issue.
Does their epicenter not on the side just have a TV?
Or like, not only do they not have a TV, do they not have like an Amazon Prime feed?
Know. Yeah. Do you have Twitter? Do you have Instagram? Like, honestly, that's why the more we sit here and talk about this, the more mind-boggling it is.
Right.
And you're right. I don't want the whole thing. We're not going to do that. It's a Victory Friday.
Yep.
And we would love to know what sort of the sense is that you have after that. Is it relief? Is it excitement? Are you still not convinced because the Seattle made a run? 888-957-9570, George in Eugene. Hi, George. Thanks for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the call, Mark Willard and Dibs. Can I get a squirt?
Squirt! Dan Dibley here. Squirt! It's a throwback.
Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It is. The throwback is to Bill Walsh, and God love him for teaching me how football should be played, because the Niners are playing not to lose. They did it in the Super Bowl against Andy Reid. They're doing it now with not showing all of their plays. They have poor clock management as far as being aggressive, and then they end up with this close game, and it would not have been any kind of, fingertip, whatever. You get cheated all the time in calls. You lose because the game was close. Blow them out, and it's no question. You're done.
Well, but George, that's easier said than done. I'd love to know what specific drive you're talking about where you feel the Niners were playing not to lose.
The first drive, I'd take the Arizona home game when they started passing the ball the whole time because it was too hot.
Let's talk about last night, George. You were talking about last night. Forget the first five games.
In Seattle's instance, at the end of the game, they did drive it to win, and I was very appreciative of that, not trying to lay up for a field goal. But they could have done more as far as positioning themselves to try for a more extravagant play. They keep running the mustard and ketchup. Get some A1 in there. Let's get some sriracha. Come on. And he holds it back for the end of the year because he doesn't want to show everybody his hand because he's afraid the big bad Andy Reid's going to design a defense around it. Screw it. Change it on the fly. Get a stick out there in the dirt. Draw up a play that's different than what you called. Make it happen. Come on.
Well, George, you're certainly allowed your thought. It's an interesting one, though. Thank you so much for the call.
Mustard and ketchup was pretty good last night.
And sriracha.
And a little bit of mayo.
Yeah, sriracha. If you got that kind of a tongue, go for it. But in spots. But once again, fascinating, because today's Friday. On Monday, they did not run the ball enough.
Right.
By Friday, when they do run the ball down another team's throat, and you literally have multiple backs go north of 80 yards, on Friday, now we need more sriracha sauce. And this is kind of my point. And I'm not even refuting what any of you feel about play calling. I simply have the belief now that in any 49er game, whatever they do, you all want the other thing to happen more.
Sure.
That, even when they score 36 points and win a game, and at no point last night did I feel like the 49ers were overly conservative. Did you?
No, not at all. And I look at, you know, what they did in typical fashion. They got the lead, and then they ran it, and then you lost your running back, and then you had your backup, and then you had your third stringer, who's really your fifth stringer, because you don't have Elijah Mitchell or CMC. So even though you have your fourth and fifth string running back, you still ran it.
I mean,
and Isaac Grenda goes for 76 yards when you're trying to salt away the game. I don't know what we're expecting from Kyle Shanahan.
We're brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. It is a Victory Friday, and we would love to hear from you. And I always love to do the one-word thing. Like, what's the emotion that you felt when this thing went final? When Juice goes into the end zone, I'll admit it, relief. Relief. 888-957-9570. What's your word? Let's take your calls on Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mustafa, who is taking the place of Hufanga.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Look, first of all, as somebody who's been around for more than a minute, you're never going to hear me take shots at Bob Costas and Al Michaels. The broadcaster in me, the sports fan in me, just can't do it. It's just not respectful, so I won't do it. They've had a hard week on social media, though. Costas' calls in the Yankees series are driving people nuts. And poor Al, clearly no one pulled him aside to go, look, I know this one looks like Malik and every other human being on planet Earth whose first name is M-A-L-I-K is Malik. This one happens to be Malik. So just be aware, this is Malik. And then he had to follow it up with a Hufanga, and it just...
It
felt like he was crawling through that entire call, but oh well.
I just want all of you to bring that same energy to Kirk Herbstreit for San Fran. How many more San Frans do you need from Herbie before you come down his road like you come down Al's road? Because for me, Malik is way less offensive than San Fran.
I agree with you, except from this point. Like, if you're not from here, I understand that you don't know about the whole San Fran thing. I'm much more bothered when Tom Brady does it. You're from here, dude. You know that we don't like that. And by the way, I don't get offended by that stuff. Frisco and San Fran or whatever. Like, if you're from here and you want to say it, okay, I guess do you. But
people get offended.
Yeah, do understand that I don't know about offended. That's a big word. If you get offended by it, that's kind of a you problem. If you're annoyed by it, I get it. I get it. But it's a bigger issue when Brady does it, in my opinion, because he's from here and he should know. Herbie doesn't know. He's been locked up in the Big Ten for 40 years. He doesn't know what's going on out here.
For me, you got to button it up. If we're going to come at Al Michaels, a legend, a Hall of Famer in a number of different venues, if you're going to come at him for Malik over Malik, come at Herbie even harder.
Well, I mean, but the roster is something that broadcasters go over. I don't know if they go over the local tongue. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know this because you've worked with me now for over 3 years, but what would you say if I asked you what's the capital of Idaho?
It would be Boise. It's Boise.
You annoy the hell out of the locals.
When you go to do a game at Boise State,
Boise,
you get it right.
Boise.
You get it right.
Well, but,
and that's where
a lot of people don't. I guarantee you the out-of-town ESPNer who gets called to go to Boise State on a Thursday night for a Mountain West clash, 80% of them think they're at Boise State.
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Unacceptable.
I get it. I mean, yeah.
Roxy Bernstein would never tread into that arena. Or Guy Haberman. These are guys who would get it right. They do their homework.
They're from here. They're from here. They know
but
not
they
to
would,
say.
They would know to say Boise,
oh, Boise
and not Boise. There's no Z.
But what'd they do on like their first trip there?
Probably get it right.
Okay.
And again,
okay,
this is where, you know, this is where I'm saying if you're going to come at Al, come at Herbie with that same energy, as we like to say now on the show.
Same energy.
You bring that same energy to Herb Street.
Dan Dibley has a fascinating Brock Purdy take. Fascinating one. That we will get to in less than 10 minutes, okay?
All right, you let me know.
But, I'll let you know.
You're not going to like it.
I'm not going to like it?
You're going to like it. The audience may not like it.
Let's go to David in Sunnyvale first. Hi, David. And again, the emotion you felt as Juice goes into the end zone and you know the Niners are going to come out of there 3-3. How would you describe it? 888-957-9570. Hi, David. What's up?
Hey, man. What's going on? Thank you for taking my call. Just want to say, like, I definitely felt relieved. Like, the rest of you guys, I felt relieved. I was watching this game, literally delivering packages yesterday, and I was behind because I was just so, like, stressed out about this football game, man. I thought it was great. Obviously, there's some things. I will say, like, maybe a hot take, but, like, I think Lorenzo saved Kyle Shanahan's, like, career, like, for this season because the way, like, him just taking it downfield and then taking the slide, which – people will say, oh, he didn't take the slide, or he got caught up. No, he took the slide. Come on. Like, the tape shows. But really good football game, and I need him to beat the Chiefs, man. I really do, because if not, you know, then again, it puts Cal right back in the hot seat. But thank you guys so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
David,
it's
thank you
call,
so much.
David,
it's a great call.
For a number of different reasons.
Except for that Kyle Shanahan will not be on the hot seat at any point this year for any reason, period.
Even
we're
if they
have
lose
to
Kansas City. Yes, and I do think that Isaac Garendo slid, but I don't necessarily think that he needed to slide.
Actually, he should not have slid.
Well, and the
but
idea,
it's hard to know that. I'll give him, especially as a rookie, that's one of those weird, like, I didn't even know. As he's running down the sideline, I'm like, what's the analytics play here? Is it to lay down or is it to score? As it turns out, it was to score.
Right, because they had two timeouts left, or they had all
three.
Because they used one right there.
Yeah.
So you're up five. So if he slides and they use a timeout, which they did, and then you run a first down play and you get stopped,
timeout,
which is what happened.
Yep.
And then second down play, you get stopped.
Timeout.
Third down play, you get stopped, no timeout.
So you lose 40 seconds off the clock, which would have got you down to about 35 seconds left
roughly
to go in the game.
Kick the field goal, you're up eight. now you have to kick off. And now Geno Smith has no timeouts, and he needs a touchdown, but he's got the ball.
Yep, and you're only up by one score.
So the alternative is Garendo goes all the way to the house, and it turns out to be an 81-yard touchdown run and one of the greatest runs in current Niner history, and you go up by 12 points, as you eventually did. Seattle has all three timeouts and about a minute 20-ish to go, but you're up by two scores. So, like, the analytics, I think, are pretty clear that it's okay to score there.
Yeah, but I get why you're pausing if you're him. And he even said that he was hearing whispers from the sideline, get down, get down.
That's good hearing.
Well, I mean,
if he's hearing that
guys are yelling at you, get down, you do hear it. I bet Dre Greenlaw heard it against the Packers in the playoffs last year. Like, dude, fall down.
And he's like, mind your business.
Yeah, exactly. I'm working here. but we're trained when you get the ball in that situation. And there's three timeouts, and you're up by five, but you've got the ball. I think we're trained to think, if we get a first down, we win. If we get a first down, we win. The problem is he got it right away on first down. And it wasn't just a first down. It was a, there's nobody in front of me first down.
76 yards.
So, but I get why the thought was, if I lay down, did we win? And the answer is no. So I'm thankful that at least if you're going to slide, I still don't know if he did, partially tackled at least.
I think he slid.
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. He got clipped, yeah. But he probably could have stumbled into the end zone. But once he got clipped, he's like, let's just slide into second base. But whatever. Luckily, at least he did that all the way down inside the five. If he had crossed, for instance, if he had just gone 12 yards and been like, we win, slide, that could have been a problem. That could have literally been a game loser.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
anyway. You needed two first downs in that spot or a 76-yard run.
Well, you only need one first down if it comes on third down.
Right.
Or even second down.
Yeah, third down, you're right.
Right, once their timeouts are gone, now you're in good shape. But it happened right away, which leaves it to interpretation, I guess.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And it was great that Juszczyk got the touchdown on the fullback dive, and I hope it was a fullback dive, and I'm not going to say that on Wednesday until I'm 100% sure that it was a fullback dive.
I can't wait for you to try. It's going to be amazing.
No, because for those of you on the YouTube audience, two pages of notes.
Look at those things.
This morning I charted every play, and I did the whole thing, and I did the first quarter as I'm feeding breakfast to my two-year-old, and then I dropped her off at preschool, and I went through the rest of the game, and I feel good about where I am with the game. Until Wednesday when Greg Cosell comes on, but I guess for me it's not how I felt when Juszczyk scored. It's more how I felt when Kittle scored. When Kittle scored to put them up 29-17,
yes.
That's when I felt it wasn't really relief. It was more validation. Like, okay, they're better than Seattle. I picked the Niners for all of you, fade the Dibber. All you fade the Dibber people, y'all can eat that,
because
I'm back.
Exercise that demon.
Texted the thread, I'm back, I'm him. I got no response from any of you, which I thought was a little telling.
Yes, you did. It just wasn't the response you wanted. You got a response. You got a response.
From the three of you?
Yes, everybody. Oh, well, Grandy might not.
After I said, I'm back, I'm him.
Let's see. Where I got to go.
None of you faded
I was
me.
Working. I don't pay attention.
Yeah, you were working. I'll give you a pass.
Shoot, where is it?
I gave you a cuckoo.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. And I gave you a three for your cuckoo.
Yeah, you said, fade, I'm back, I'm him. And I wrote, good pick, Dibs. And then Lucas said, told you I love the pick. And then I wrote, I put 50 on it. Easy money. And then you started weighing back in again.
Cash me out one time.
And then Lucas gave a cuckoo.
Yeah. And as a reward to the audience, I do have a Sunday night lock as we pick the primetime games.
And normally,
I stay away from Sunday night because there's a Sunday Niner game. But I've got a Sunday night lock for you.
Isn't this a weird one? Who's playing Sunday night? Isn't it a weird one?
I'd have to look because
Is it two good teams or is it like weird teams? I feel like I remember looking at the Sunday night game, and I'm going, that's the Sunday night game? Or maybe I'm thinking of a future week. The schedule this week, Sunday night football. Oh, yeah, the New York Giants are hosting Sunday night football. What are we doing? Why do they wait till halfway through the year to do the flex scheduling? Get them out of here. What are we doing? We're waiting all...
Coming off a victory over Seattle.
I've been waiting all day for Daniel Jones? Not really.
Been waiting all day for a Danny Dimes.
No thanks.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, Kerry is embarrassed to sing about this game. Giants and Bengals?
I'll give you a Sunday night lock a little bit later in the show. The pick is in.
Losing records and Daniel Jones is, I mean, I don't know. We could have done something better than that. For God's sakes, the Lions are playing the Cowboys Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Put that game on Sunday Night Football.
Flex that, baby.
Point of clarification, Dibs. So you talked about how you had a lock for Sunday Night Football, but you didn't know the game?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That's a great question. It's a great question.
It's really not, because I'm in a confidence pool, and I've already made all 14 picks for the week, so I'll have to look at my spreadsheet to let you know what the cogent and coherent Dibs thought on Wednesday when the picks were in.
I think we got the Bengals -4.
Yeah.
And we got a home dog on Sunday.
A lot of home dogs.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is full of home dogs.
Yeah, but you know, the prime time. You're going to be 2-2 of them, because Monday night is a home dog also.
Yeah.
The newly coached former Niner, Jeff Ulbrich, New York Jets.
And that pick is already in. And I don't want to give that one away, but that one to me, that's an easy one.
Are hosting the Buffalo Bills, and while we bring up the Buffalo Bills, can I make an adjustment to a previous prediction? An adjustment.
Feels like you're about to back that thing up.
I am.
Okay.
Hit me with the beeps.
Beep, 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 beep.
Davante Adams is going to be a Bill. It's going to be a Bill. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Well, thank you. You already missed your over-under. You said, I'll tell you by next Wednesday, it's going to happen.
I didn't say it like that at all, and I was wrong.
It's better when I mock you with my mocky voice, because you were wrong.
Mock Willard.
And I, thank you, it's a 4. I said, I'd bet the over, and you're like, this is going to happen quick.
I'm so smart, I'm running the show.
That's me doing Grandy.
You doing Willard.
No, whatever, you two are two peas in a pod.
You're damn right. That's you why spell our mamas gave us the same name.
You both spell your names wrong, but...
That's wrong.
How would you spell it?
M-A-R-Q-U-E.
Okay.
Duh.
Marque.
Marque. Muck. Lumark.
Stupid.
Whatever, go to the phones,
let's
you
go.
Won't.
Jason in Chicago, I will. Hi, Jason, what are you doing?
I am cooking dinner.
Nice, what are you making?
Pancake tacos.
Oh, my God. Jason, will you stay on for the rest of the show?
That sounds pretty, oddly delicious.
Yeah, what's in them?
So you take a pancake, you take everything else for breakfast. So you got pancakes, scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, and then instead of, a syrup or something, or a salsa, you use syrup.
And then you just, squeeze that pancake, squeeze that thing in your hand and just get after it?
Your pancake is your tortilla.
And then what the hell is your side dish?
Hash browns.
There is no side dish. Yeah. It's all in the pancake.
Oh, man. My God. It's all in the pancake.
Jason, you're a bachelor, aren't you?
Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, go
I'm
ahead,
divorced.
Jason.
I'm divorced.
Even better.
Yeah. Perfect.
Take it from two others that can say the same thing. It's all good. Jason, fire away. Whatever you want.
All right, the one word from yesterday is finally. Finally, there was red zone efficiency. Finally, there was an interception by a defensive back. Finally, we had constant pressure from Bosa, who was actually going after the football while chasing after Geno Smith. Finally, there was plays on defense to close out the game. Just finally, it's over and done with, and now, you know, everybody can relax a bit until we face the Chiefs in a week. That's all.
Well,
finally, it's over.
And Jason, thank you very much. Don't you think also that this game, and I don't want to, please don't with the loser mentality thing, but this win last night takes a little bit of the heat off of playing Patrick Mahomes in 9 days. That would have been terrifying if you were 2-4.
Yeah.
And
it would feel much more like a must win.
Yeah, I believe that the 49ers can beat the Chiefs. I think that's going to be a really good game. We'll see where the health stands for both teams. They've both been hit in the mouth pretty good with the injury bug so far. The Chiefs don't have wide receivers or running backs on their team. I guess Kareem Hunt counts. And I don't even know who's running the ball for the 49ers. So all of that. And we got plenty of time. We got all next week to play with that. But last night takes the edge off a little bit for the Chiefs game. Because,
no doubt.
Right? And then, you know what I mean? I think at minimum, to me, you got to get to the bye at 4-4. And now you can do that. In theory, without having to beat the Chiefs.
Yes, and you can think about maybe being 5-3 because if you can beat the Chiefs, sure, which is something you haven't really done in a long time, and then Dallas is a kind of a weird team up and down, and you've actually had your way with Dallas of late, so you feel like that's much more of a winnable game. But what you said about who's carrying the ball becomes interesting because Jordan Mason, he was able to return from the shoulder injury. He had one carry, and then that was it. That was was back on the sideline, so it wasn't so bad that he couldn't come back out. And I think it's a sprained AC joint,
yes,
which I don't know if in 10 days that can be healed enough to get better. I won't refer to Twitter docs because Twitter docs have had a little bit of a rough week, but I do think that, you know, 10 days is going to help the idea of maybe him coming back.
We've got some Shanahan on the injury situation. First of all, this is the broad one on the whole team.
Injuries from the game. Alec Mustafa has a low ankle. He'll be day-to-day this week. Matt Wright had a shoulder. We're still waiting for his MRI to get back. He did dislocate it, or it came out for a little bit. So we got to make sure just to limp back in, but we got to find out more on it when we get the MRI. And Jordan Mason, he had a shoulder AC sprain. He'll be day-to-day this week also.
Kyle, is there any concern about Wright's availability for your next game?
Yes. Yeah, we're not sure. I mean, we know he'll have a chance, but we don't know for sure until we get that MRI back.
By the way, we can update that MRI is now back per Adam Schefter, and it is negative. And so right now the expectation is that Matthew Wright will be ready to kick against the Kansas City Chiefs in 9 days. Specifically to Mason, though, who he said AC joint sprain and is day-to-day, he expanded on that a little bit later.
Yeah, we take it as good news. I mean, it doesn't guarantee this week or anything. He does have AC sprain, but it was positive that it wasn't worse than that. So he'll be day-to-day this week, and hopefully he'll be good for the game, but no guarantees.
Okay, so right now, questionable, but doesn't sound like anything that's going to hold him out for a long time.
Right, and it, you know, turns out to be the ligament that is connecting the shoulder blade to the collarbone, so it's not a broken collarbone, and it's not a broken shoulder blade, so it's an AC sprain, which, as we know, is a slight tearing of the ligaments, and he was able to come back and play one play, and he got 8 yards in the first carry, and I think by design they ran him toward the sideline just to see how he was doing, and you saw him over there like trying to windmill the thing out, yep, and trying to warm it up, and after the third quarter he stopped doing that, realizing that he wasn't going to be able to come back. So I do think with 10 days of rest, he is a candidate to come out and play in the next game. And the fact that Matthew Wright's shoulder went out but also came back in, that tells me that whatever happened, and usually it's a little bit of a torn labrum, it wasn't so bad that the shoulder needs to be surgically repaired.
Matthew Wright.
Matthew Wright.
I don't think he did come back in. That was at the very end of the game that happened.
Right, but the shoulder went back in.
Got it.
Is my
got
point.
It, got it, got it,
yeah,
got it, got it.
So, and I, as a guy who suffered that injury, when the shoulder goes out, a lot of times you can put it back in, which means that the tear that happened is so small that the shoulder is going to still be mostly stable, and he's a kicker. So you would think that he doesn't need his shoulder, but what are we doing with our kickers here?
Well,
Mark,
can we take a minute on this?
More than a minute. What's going on, guys?
Okay. Like, this one was not as egregious because I do think that there were not players necessarily behind Matthew Wright, but there were two players right alongside him. If you go look at the video, and that Seattle returner has absolutely zero chance of not being pushed out of bounds by the 49ers in that situation, because there are three of them there, and one of them is Matthew Wright. And Matthew decides that in this moment, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the most aggressive of the three. I'm going to take a hard angle right at the thigh of a professional football returner, and I'm going to dive into that player who is a yard removed from the sideline while two professional tacklers are standing right next to me. Guys, stop it. Stop it. You are, I can honestly say, not built for this.
Nice.
You have to stop. And I don't want the machismo answer. Oh, you're a football player. You got to go out there and do it. That's football. That's how you gather your teammates. Matthew Wright is smaller than my son. Look at that man. Do not sacrifice your body unless you are literally the last line of defense in a key situation. Stop it. You've lost a kicker in back-to-back weeks. This is just stupid.
Well, and I understand his mindset, and I don't know, I'm not going to go inside the mind of a kicker, but earlier in the half, he kicked off, and the other team returned it 97 yards for a touchdown.
That's true.
And on that play, he got juked so hard, I'm surprised he didn't tear his ACL. And there was two guys juked, and you had another guy miss a tackle, and they took one to the house on you. So in this spot where 36-24, the only thing that you can't afford to do in that spot is give up a kick return for a touchdown again.
Yes.
You got to make Seattle earn it if they're going to score again.
I get it. I just feel like a kicker should have real situational awareness of what's going on around him.
And who they are.
And if you've got defenders right next to you, go behind them. That was a very aggressive angle that he took.
Yeah.
And then he threw his body at the returner. And the second it happened, I'm like, well, that's the end of him. The guy's a wispy, wet newspaper out there compared to all the other players.
That seems mean when you say it like that.
He is. He's a wee little man. Anyway, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises, and brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Wait until you hear what Dan Dibley wants to say about Brock Purdy. That's next on Willard and Dibs.
He's a wispy guy, sort of a smurfy guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.